Thank you for your interest in our research titled Perceptions of the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program, a survey of superintendents of university-affiliated golf courses. My name is David Kopsel, Professor of Horticulture at Illinois State University, and my co-authors are graduated master's student Jacob Kubin from Illinois State University, Aslihan Spalding, Professor of Ag Business at Illinois State University, and Anne-Marie van der Zanden, Professor of Horticulture at Iowa State University. The idea behind this research study came about several years ago when Jacob Kubin was an undergraduate student, and he identified all of the trees on the Illinois State University Wybring Golf Course as part of the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program application for Illinois State University. Because he used his time and as an undergraduate student contributed the information needed for the cooperative certification, we decided to make an assessment of how other university golf courses perceived the cooperative program and also how undergraduate students are or can be utilized in the application process. The Cooperative Sanctuary Program from Audubon International was developed in 1991 and is a partnership with the United States Golf Association, or the USGA, in order to promote and recognize sustainable golf course management practices that superintendents can utilize. There are six categories of the ACSP certification, and those involve environmental planning, wildlife and habitat management, chemical use reduction and safety, water quality management, outreach and education, and water conservation. Currently, only 13% of the estimated 16,000 golf courses in the United States have achieved at least one of these certification categories, while only 5% of U.S. golf courses have achieved certification in all six of these particular categories. In order to assess the interest and student involvement in the ACSP program, Jacob developed a cross-sectional, self-administered online questionnaire consisting of a mix of closed and open-ended questions, and emailed it to the population of 120 U.S. university-affiliated golf course superintendents during the winter of 2013-2014. The list of these superintendents was obtained from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. The response rate of the survey was 31.9%, and in Figure 2 you can see how this breaks out across the country. Seven responses were obtained from the western region of the United States, 11 responses from the central region, 3 responses from the northeastern region, and 6 responses from the southeast region of the USGA Green Section regional map. As far as the survey responses go, 75% of the surveyed superintendents of U.S. university-affiliated golf courses have heard of the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program, and 25% had identified their golf course as achieving some level of certification, which is almost double the average of 13% of the 16,000 golf courses all across the country. 54% of the superintendents had reported that their college or university affiliate has a turf grass or horticulture program, and these particular programs were more likely to be ACSP certified. Nearly 60% of the superintendents reported that academic classes from an institution do visit their golf courses for tours or laboratory exercises, and 85% of superintendents reported that they employ full or part-time students on their particular course. 73% of superintendents at non-ACSP certified courses reported that they were interested in becoming certified if students were able to assist in the application process. Superintendents at these non-certified courses ranked cost as their main reason for not being certified, and the particular application fee is $250 annually to be involved in the certification program, while the superintendents at courses that have ACSP certification ranked labor and time as the most challenging factors in completing the certification process. The most recognized benefit of being ACSP certified was enhanced public perception. So the conclusions of our study was that interest does exist in the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program at U.S. University-affiliated golf courses, and this interest was greater when students could be utilized in the application process. Superintendents have a lot to do to manage their particular golf course, and taking on the amount of labor and the time that the certification process demands is just too much for most of them. So we see this as a great opportunity for undergraduate or graduate students to be involved in the certification process, and also to have service learning or civic engagement type opportunities that will also help to develop their career skills should they decide to pursue a career in golf course management or being a superintendent. So thank you again for your interest, and please utilize the contact information if you have any further questions. And again, thank you.